We have here, start with a shmooze on a Zohar. I hope people know in mind. So there's a, I read the translation in Hebrew. This is a beer. So it says, if I read the first half, and then we'll stop. It says, Tanina means amana. So the Tanina is just the same word that they're going to translate. The word in bold is the translation. So the manu, usada de nistako biyofya shawisha. Person is not supposed to look at the beauty of a woman. Kidei shala yava lehurim rot. The reason is so that you shouldn't come to hehurim. That is what Rav Shimon used to do when he would go into the city. And his chaverim would be going with him, after him. And he would see these nashim yafis. Hishbo einav, he would put his eyes down. And he told his chaverim al tifnu. And he told the other people with him, his chaverim, not to look. A person, it's almost guaranteed, a person who is mistako, doesn't say that, I don't know if you'll make a dig there, Rav Shimon bar Yochai would have been mistako if he wouldn't have been hishpo'enav, but he was hishpo'enav so that he, I guess a suffek, he would have come to mistako. A person who is mistako, now there's Pashup Shainanati Mistako because you come to Hehurim. Rav Shimon bar Yochai was walking, he was hishpo'enav because he was worried he would come to Mistako. Call me Mistako Biyaim, a person who is Mistako Biyaim, Yabu Lahar Belaida, it's guaranteed he will be here Belaida. That's called Bim Shade Boas the hearer, and if the hearer takes hold of you, which means that it's going to cause you to have zeravata, I assume means, you know, so the hearer takes hold of your being. In other words, you're creating a god. You're creating a force that's going to take control over you. So because here, when you're having this, if you had enough hearer that you created a force, then now you're almost not in control of yourself, and it's going to cause you to have carry belaida even you don't even want. So that's an avera of you're creating a god that's in control of you. Okay, so what does it say? It says, simple medrash, you're not out the mistako and the yaf yeshoisha. Anyway, you shouldn't come to Hehurim. If you are mistako, it's kol. Whoever does will have Hehurim at night. And there are different degrees of hearer, and if the hearer is strong enough that it takes control of him, so then there's an iser of Elokei Masecho Lotaselachem. Okay. Let's stop here. Now it brings a maisa. Starts out, obviously every shmooze we always look for a maisa. It's easier. So it brings there a maisa that Rav Shimon was going with his chaverim. This is Rav Shimon bar Yochai, I assume. He was going with the chaverim, the chaverim kedisha, and they saw Nashim Yafiz. So he himself was Hishbo Einav, and he told the chaverim to be Mashbo also Einav. Okay. So I think right away another point. There's an amazing, amazing chiddush here. Amazing chiddush. Generally speaking, the svarim talking, there's a lot of svarim on the yeshayda of histaklus. So how does one, you have to walk outside sometimes. In today's world, there's almost always people not dressed properly. Here it's not even talking about not dressed properly. Here we're assuming in the time of the Rav Shimon bar Yochai, we're assuming everyone was dressed properly. But today it's even much worse. We have people that aren't dressed properly. So, well, what do? You got to walk outside. So there are many svarim, there are many different eitzes. The most common eitzah, and Rav Oba talks about it, is that you're before you go out and while you're going, you're thinking and learning. Kedusha Satayra keeps away your hurim, keeps away problems. The other eitzah they give is based on a Rambam. The Rambam says that the brain can only think of one thing at once, can't think of two things. So lav dafka thinking in Torah could do, but just stop thinking in depth about any topic. So your brain is preoccupied. So your brain is preoccupied, so you're not interested in anything else. The third eitzah they give is just, we mentioned this, is you're just not interested. You have no desire. They say they give a mashal. If you're walking down the street and there's a rock in front of you, so you don't trip on the rock, you walk around it. But if after you walked around it, a guy asked you what color the rock is, you wouldn't know because you didn't pay any attention. You're not much of it. You have a mashal. A person can be driving a car and there's a car in front of you which is going slowly. And, you know, you were driving down Miami Gardens Drive and there's a car in front of you. Obviously, you don't smash into it because you see it. When he stops, you stop. When he slows down, you slow down. Then after a few blocks, the car turns into a street, goes into 15th Avenue. Someone would ask you, that car that you were following, what color was it? What make was it? I don't know. I wasn't watching it. I mean, you were obviously watching it. You didn't smash into it. But shot is that since you were totally not interested, you had no interest whatsoever, who cares what that car is? So you don't even register. You don't even see it. And very likely, you couldn't even say what color it is. Sometimes, what make it is, surely more details. You know, you're totally irrelevant. I told people, a Maisa, I think it's just Tommy, a good heuristic, a Maisa, she's not at all well known. There was a person that we knew in Eretz Yisrael. We used to take the fellows in the Beis Medrash. His name was Rav Yehuda Kohn. There were two Rav Kohn, Rav Yehuda Kohn. Yehuda Kohn was a shtickel nister. And he told us that he was a chavrusa of Rav Hominer. He says that when he was, I don't exactly know how old, he was a teenager, I believe, I don't know, 1930s probably, he was learning Musar in a shul in a Yerushalayim, the sundial shul in Rehov Yafa, he said. And Rav Hominer heard him learning Musar. Hominer was a little older than him. And he asked him, he liked the way they learned Musar. So he said, we should become Musar Chavrusas. And he said, basically, for the next 50 years, once a week, they always got together to discuss work and, you know, they have a Chavrusa to work things out together. So he was obviously very close to Rav Hominer. So he told me about Rav Hominer. He said that Rav Hominer, during, especially, you know, he had a daughter-in-law who basically took care of the household. Did many things in the household, cooked the food, whatever. In fact, I'm pretty sure, because I once went to their house to buy a sefer. It was after Rav Hominer was nifter, but I went to the house, went to his Rebbetzin, and then his house and his daughter's house, his son's house, were, you know, mamish side by side. The doors were right next to each other. Two doors, Hominer. You didn't know which one to go to. You know, the two doors were like a foot apart, less than a foot apart. You know, they were somewhere in Bate Nathan, I think, in the bottom of Meir Sharif. So anyway, so his daughter-in-law, who I believe lived mamish right next door to him, would took care of his house for many, many years. So he told this Rav Yehuda Kohn that if he would meet his daughter-in-law in the street, he would not recognize her. Wouldn't recognize her. Because he never paid attention what she looked like. Not that he didn't look at her. You know, of course he looked at her. Looked at her, he paid attention to her, he talked to her every day. He said, good morning, how are you, Zaydi, whatever. Daddy, I don't know, whatever, you know. But, you know, wasn't machshav her appearance. So he didn't pay attention. So he wouldn't recognize her, you know. So this is the different eitzes that are brought down in all the svarim. How do you avoid the problem of his tachlis? Now, obviously, Rav Shimon bar Yochai, I don't think we can fathom that Rav Shimon bar Yochai, the author of the beginning of Kabbalah, right? The Kedusha that is given to Rav Shimon bar Yochai, of all the Tanoim, you know, Rav Shimon bar Yochai, that comes to Kedusha within the Zohar, basically all from him and his chaver, that chevra that was with Rav Shimon bar Yochai. So you're talking about the most kaddish people in the world, and they're walking together, right? So you have the svara of, you know, the svara as people say. I left that out, really. People say when you're going, you know, to be distracted, one of the suggestions is to think and learning. But then even people say just go with a group. You go with a group, you're distracted because you're talking with each other, even if you're battling. People say go with a group. Don't go to Disneyland yourself. Go with a group. You're playing with a group, you'll be distracted. So he's going with a group. I'm sure they were talking and learning. Right, zelachtecha baderach. In its davar pashet, Rav Shimon bar Yochai and his chaverim, they're walking. They're mimikayim zelachtecha baderach. So they're talking and learning about probably the most kaddish hevika things in the world. And then somehow or another, so they're walking. You know, they have all the maivas. They're thinking and learning. They're delving be'ian. They're kedoshim. They don't care anything about, and they see. Nashim Yavas, he sees, Rav Shimon bar Yochai sees some pretty women. Not that we're dressed not sneistically. Doesn't say that. Chas v'sham, we don't sing. And so what does he do? Hishbo einav. He has to put his head, and he tells everyone else, make sure, put your heads down, don't look. Now, I don't think it means putting your head down and walking blind. It means, you know, obviously we say it doesn't mean, it could be hishbo einav in a way that's not even necessarily noticeable. Because you're not supposed to, you know, you don't trip over your feet. But it means in a little bit, you know, you look a little downward. Look in the other direction. Don't look directly. It doesn't mean closing your eyes and blindfolded. You know, that's not what it says. It doesn't mean turning your head and walking backwards. It means there's a certain way you can walk and you look sort of downward a little bit and you don't see. So you don't pay that much attention. But it's an amazing thing. In other words, you have people. You ask them how they go to certain places where people are not dressed sneistically, etc., etc. And they'll say, because it doesn't affect me. I don't have to worry. I go to these places. Me, you know, you're a lowlife. Maybe you, it bothers. But I'm already about my draga. And, you know, I go to a place, I go and I see people. Okay, what do you think? You think I can't see a girl? You know, what is that? Such a thing to affect me? And here, the Medrash says, it's an amazing thing. The Medrash says that Rav Shimon bar Yochai, the Anis Chaverim, the most Kaddishtik of people, with the group, probably with the middle of learning, they had to go ahead and Hishbo Einav, and they had to tell. And he had to tell everyone else to make sure. He had to go. You know, he didn't leave it to their own judgment. You know, felt he had to tell them. Okay, so that I think that's obviously the first tremendous chiddush, is that a person cannot say that I have protected, I'm too kaddish, I'm too tar, I'm thinking and learning, I'm distracted. He says we try it because it's better than nothing. But the Maisa, we have to realize that's it's not enough. And if we can do more, we're obligated to do more. If we can avoid the place, then we're obligated to avoid the place. If we can Hishbo Einav, we're obligated to do that. The next Shmuz is also, it says, the Kol Misha Mistako B'yayif Yisha B'yam Yavra Her B'layda. It's also an amazing thing that the Kol means everyone. So especially in the context of the Medrash, of the Zohar, it's mashma that if Rav Shimon bar Yochai and his Talmidim and his Chaverim would not have been Hishbo Einav, and they would have paid attention, Stako maybe is a certain more than just Re'iyah maybe, but if they wouldn't have been Hishbo Einav and they would have been Stako, then they would have been had this problem of Yavo to hear Belayda. It's almost guaranteed. Also, his name is tremendous shmooze. Okay, that's the first shmooze that you see. Now, there's a second half here of the Zohar, which that happens to me that I found even perhaps more interesting. Even though I think this is also, first part is a big chiddush. But the second part is also a tremendous chiddush. If you read the next column, okay, we'll skip about four lines down. Rav Abba Omar, Rav Abba said, Osir Adam Nistakil Beleili of a Zara. Person is not allowed to look at Avodah Zara, Vinoshe Hakam, and by the women of the Goyim, Vilo Lehonet Mem, you're not allowed to get Hana from Avodah Zara. And Noshe Makon, there's two things. You can't look, you can't get Hana, but not it's Rappos, and you can't get Rafua. Three unrelated things. Right? It doesn't mean though the Hana is through the looking. It's three things. Also, Stako, stop. You can't be Nana, and you can't be Rappos. Why? Oh, so now it goes back to the first. Also, the Stako, but Mokom Shal Nitzro. There's a special din that you're not allowed to Mistako, but Mokom Shal Nitzro. Because if we find that things that even Hashem loves, you're not allowed to be mistako. So things that are marchik, Hashem dislikes, surely you can't be mistako. What's an example of things that Hashem loves that you can't be mistako? You're not supposed to look at a rainbow, because it's some kind of demuselion. Also, other than Sako, Bishalo, Bamida, you're not supposed to look at your Bismida. Shim Shim Rum is Almida, Yonash, Nikra Sadik, Yisayinonam. In other words, some kind of special Kedusha these things represent. So you're not supposed to look at the Kedusha, steer, and he says, Stockless. Can also ask Sako, Bitsbos, I call him a Shash and Isham, Mikanfeim. Also, the Kedusha on the fingers of the Kohen. Feature Sham Shari Kvod Amelach Elyon. So we have three examples of Kedusha. Where it's like, where do you come to look? It's like it's chutzpah. So whether it's the mila, the keshet, and the fingers of the kohen, so it can make the kal v'chomer. Now I don't know. You can make a pirch on the kohen, but this is the kal v'chomer of the zohar. Uma b'makom kadosh al yonos in istako. So ma doth is an iser to stako on a makom kadosh. So if it's a makom tumma, surely there's an iser nistako. Now it only says it's by noshe akum. Doesn't say it by noshim yafis, because it could be that's not called the makom tumma. I assume we would not have said it by a regular Jewish woman. If the woman is not dressed neistically, doesn't say, I would suspect that it would be the same gather, because that's the same gather as a makom tumma. Can't say for sure, but I would assume. But what it says here is that there's a special, they learn out a kal v'chomer of an iser lira, of al tifnu al alidim, to be an Isra Distako, the least, it says, but Noshe Akum. Now, and it's learned out from these things, because you're not supposed to look at the Keshet and the Brismida and the fingers of Kohen. So now, again, we have people that we're going ahead, and very often, poor Mako says, we go there, I won't have Hirurim. Over here, this Isra has nothing to do with having Hirurim. In other words, it comes out that he's the way the Zohar sets it up. There are two separate Isurim here. The first Isur was by Isha Yafya. It's a nice Jewish girl who's dressed with Sneas Gemura. It's not a Dover Tomei. It's not a... Then the problem is Osir Nistako B'Yafya Kadesh La Yafya De'Ahurim. And that is a Suffolk Shovel. But except that with even though Shem Bar Yochai is worried about that. Okay. But now there's a second gather, which I'm not exactly sure where it applies. It says beferish by Noshe Akum. We're beyond that. I don't. Can't say for sure. Which is nothing to do with hearer. By bris mita, it's not a problem that you're going to come to the hearer. By looking at the keshet, there's no problem of hearer. By looking at the fingers of the Kohen Gadol, there's no problem of hearer. So this is an iser, which has nothing to do with hearer. It's an iser because there's an iser nistako. Right? That thing, umabim okam kodesh elyon aser nistako. There's an iser nistako in the keshet, in the bris milah, in the fingers of the Kohen. Not because you're going to come to hear it. Iser nistako. So madav, there's a makom kodesh, is an iser nistako, but makom tumah lakol shekein. So this for sure blows away any a person comes with a heter and says, well, I know myself, I'm not going to have to hear it. So that's not the sort, the Isra has nothing to do with Hirurim, according to the Zohar. He's this case. When you're looking at a Makom Tumah, it's nothing to do with Hirurim. Okay, so what if you're not going to have Hirurim? There's some kind of Isra to Stako. It's a version of the Zohar. He's the way he's learning this week, the Parsha, that you know, the Parsha, this week's Parsha, there's an Isra to Stako which has no Shaifas to Hirurim. So it comes out, just it's a summary, it says, like, oh, there are two separate Isurim. Maybe they're both learned, according to them, from the same Pasuk. That could be. Sometimes you can learn two dinim from one Pasuk. There's a Pasuk, Al Tifnu Al Adinim. So the first thing, I'm not so clear where the first Pasuk, it puts it on that Pasuk. I don't know if it's learned from it. The first thing it says, that there's an Isra Destako, should you come to Yehurim. Usually the Gemara, it's the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, says that's from a different pasuk of Nishmartim, we call Davar Ra. So I'm not sure if the Zohar agreed with that, disagreed, I don't know. But there's one Isser that we know, that's a standard Isser that applies to every, even to a Bas Yisrael, even if she's dressed sneistically, there's a problem. Shelo Yavod de Yehurim. So there's a Chiddush from the Zohar that a person with everything going for him, why he won't have hearer. The woman's dressed sneistically. I'm a big time tzaddik. I'm deeply involved in learning. I'm walking with my chaverim. Even, you know, the most kaddish person in the world, Hashem Bar Yochai, there's still, he has to be careful because the chash, the suffek, applies to him too. That's the first Kiddush. And besides which, if you're looking at something which is in the geder of a makom tumah, which beferish means non-Jewish woman, and it might, I would suspect, I can't say, it probably means an erva, makom erva, which is tafak b'isha, which is makom mechusa din of an erva, but I can't say that for sure. So then there's an Isser of Istakas, even without the Kshasha, you're going to come today here with it. So at least the practical application of both Kedushim is the heter that people give themselves, that I don't have to worry. For sure, if you're talking about a Makom Tumah, which is for sure the Sheyakom, there's no heter, because even if you're right, there's no heter, because the Isser is even without Hirurim. Nothing to do with Hirurim, according to Zohar. Assuming we pass like that, so, you know, unless we know someone, it argues, and we don't assume that we don't pass. And according to the, you know, it says it just, the Isser has nothing to do with Hirurim, apparently. And even if, it, and besides which, you see from the first Zohar that there's always everybody, no matter how big of a tzaddik, no matter how engrossed in learning, no matter how many people you're with, always have to be nervous that he can't be misako, because otherwise there's a chash. You know, he's obligated to hashpo as enough. Not even he can't be misako. We have to go out of his way to hashpo as enough, because otherwise he's liable to be misako, and it's liable from the misako to come to the hearer.